So first parak aleph. Ksiv vayivro likim esa adam betzalma betzelma likim bora isoi. Okay, ksiv ki betzelma likim osa esa adam. So we have to understand what is a tzelma likim. Hine oimek penimius inin a tzelim. Hu midvar ma'imdim berumay shel oilam. Hu koilal roim sisrei penimius azayar. Omnam kan nidaber b'milas tzelim. Kederach ha'pashtonim abishayim. Since there are very deep ideas that are expressed by the idea of a human being B'Tzelem Elokim. And he says, the idea of us being B'Tzelem Elokim includes most of the Devarim and the Storim in the Olam HaKabbalah. However, how do the Rishonim understand, the Pashtonim are Rishonim? How do they end referring the Rambam? Al posuk nasa odam b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. V'hu ki milas tzelmu d'mus kan einoi kimashmoi. That here the words tzelmu d'mus are not what they would usually mean. Perushoi dimyoin mo be'eze dover. That usually the word demus means when something is compared to something else, when something is dome. So when you have a lookalike, when you have a caricature of something, that would be a demus. Kimoi demisi likas midbar. The David HaMelech describes that he has compares himself to this desert fowl. Ki loy nasu lekenafayim v'chartum. So it doesn't mean that he in any way looks like this bird. He doesn't have wings. He doesn't have a beak. He's just saying it's a metaphor. Just like this bird flies all the place and doesn't have a home or a place. So David HaMelech said, I'm similar to the Gas Midbar. Kochu lefi ha-pashtonim ha-rishoydim. V'kein al derech zeu inyan milas tzelem ki medemim mashmon b'tzad ma. So he says that's how we understand when Kadosh Baruch Hu says that we are b'tzelem u'b'dmusay. It means it must be some kind of quality that the Rebbeinu Shalom says that we share with in Kiviyachal. But it doesn't mean that more than that, right? It doesn't just mean the marshal of David HaMelech, in what way was he like this particular bird? One particular tchuna that he shared with this particular bird. Now the question that is, so what is this particular tchuna? What's the quality that we share that Kadosh Baruch Hu has gifted human beings with? Omdam lavin inyan omrei v'tzelem elokim daika v'loy shem acher. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayivre Elohim, Bitzalmai, Bitzelem Elohim. So that whatever we're going to understand Tzelem Elohim to be, it's going to be some kind of, it's something that we share with the quality of Elokos. Kishem Elohim Yodua Pirushai, Shemar Rusha Yizbaro Shemai Bala Koychais Kulam, Kemoshe Mivayar Bitor. That when we Simen Hay, Torah explains that when we daven, so when we say Hashem Elokim, we have different kavanas in mind. So when we say Hashem Elokim, it's Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu. Elokeinu means that Kol Yochel, that he can do anything, that he's all power. We call him omnipotent. And Yudkei Vovkei is that he is ever present. So it's with Selim Elokim, we have some quality that we share with the. With the omnipotence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, with the Kol Yochel v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'inyan Mashu Yizbarach Nikra Bala Koyches Ki Loi Kemidas Basav Adam Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Adam B'Shevayna Binyan Derech Moshel Me'etz Ein Avayna Boirei Omamsi Ozmi Koyech Ho'etz Rak Shalekech Eitzim Shekvar Nivru U'Misadrim B'Binyan He says that when the power of a human being is incomparable to the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the power of a human being? Give on Marshall. If we have to build something, so we're going to be taking some material, and we are going to be using the material. We're not going to be drawing some new koyach from the material. We're going to be using the material, and once we've organized the material, so then we're done. Then the building is finished. Aval hu yisbar shemai kemai ve'es brias elam ve'es kulam b'ram v'ahim tziyam hu yisbar yesh me'ayin. But the Ribbono Shel Olam's ability to create is different. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a moitzi mikoyach elapol yesh me'ayin. Kadosh Baruch Hu's koyachos and he's able to fashion something that was not yet fashioned, b'koychai lehabilti tachlis, and he has an unending koyach, an unlimited koyach. If we build something, our koychai are limited by the materials that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not limited. Came it was kol yoyim v'chol rega mamish. Called Kayach Mitzyusim Misidram Vikiyumim Toli Rak Bemesh Yisbarach Shem Hashpiyah Bem Ritzoyna Yisbarach Kol Roga Kayach Vishiv Asar Chodesh Vilu Vayahu Yisbarach Masalik Meim Kayach Hashpa Asay Avrega Achaz Bereg Kerega Hoyu Kulam Li Efes Vasayu. And then the next quality in which the Kadosh Baruch Hu is categorically different than the Bria is that the ability for any item to sustain itself is entirely dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, if I put the sefer together, so I used paper that was given to me, and I used ink that was given to me, and I worked to figure out how to put the ink on the front. Then I figured out how to take all the pages and bind them together. Fine. So now, what did I do? I took items that were in this world already, and I organized them in a certain way, and I'm done. The Ribbono Shel Olam, when he has to take care of something, so he makes the paper, he makes the ink. But more than that, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the paper to exist, it doesn't exist. The chiyus of the paper depends on the Ribbono Shel Olam. The chiyus, the sustainability of anything in this world of the Bria, is all because Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving it the koyach to stay. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to pull the plug, and he can pull the plug in the entire universe, he can pull the plug in any detail of the universe. So a human being is only organizing parts of the Bria. He's not creating new parts of the Bria. And the human being, the human being's investment is not required at all times because there's no way I can't, if I would want to destroy this, the sefer, I'd have to actively do something. I wouldn't be able to take its chiyus away. I'd have to destroy it somehow. Kadosh Baruch Hu can vaporize the sefer by saying, we don't need the sefer anymore. So it won't be here anymore. So our minds can't fathom that, but that's the MS. It's what we say every day, right? We say every day that b'chol yom tamid. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh b'tu b'chol yom tamid. So, ukemoy she yosdu anshe kneses hagdoyla, she manachadesh betuvay b'chol yom tamid maaseh bereishis. Haynu tamid mamish b'chol eitz v'rega. So when it says b'chol yom tamid, it means every second. U'rayosam mifareshes komer la'oyse orim gedoyla. Doesn't say osa. It says oyse orim yom. So that means the Baruch Hu is continuously sustaining different parts of the Bria. V'ze shenikre yizborach shemoy elokim bal koyches kulam shekol koyach piroti shenimtza b'chol ha'ilomais hakol hu yizborach shemoy habal koyach shelohem shemeshpia bem ugvura b'chol rega usluyim biyodai Tamid, And so when we use the phrase Elokim, so that means it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's omnipotence, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu's omnipotence is described by there's a ceiling to his kaychais, right? All powerful means endlessly powerful. It means uncapped kaychais, but it also means that he is providing the ongoing kayach to everything which exists in this world. The asterisks are hagois. Very often the hagois are more Kabbalistic. So we're going to skip them right now. We will come back to them. Kach v'dimyon zeh kiviyachol. Boris baruch esa adam. So this is the dimyon. Right? In other words, Perek Aleph is Tzelem Elokim Kimusenu Bitzalmenu Kimusenu. So that means that doesn't mean Hakadosh Baruch Hu made us similar to the Ribbono, means that there is some quality that in which Hakadosh Baruch Hu gifted us to be able to share with him. That's number one. Some feature. That feature has to be associated with Elokim. What's Elokim? Elokim is Kol Yochel. What is the unique aspect of the Kol Yochel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That he has to be involved ceaselessly, and that he's able to create something entirely anew. Kein v'dimyon zeh. So if we are a Tzelem Elokim, that means there's some tchuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Elokos. If it would be a Tzelem Hashem, then there'd be some aspect of his ever presence. Because Baruch Hu says, no, we are a Tzelem Elokim. So that means we have some aspect of the Ribbono Shel Olam's omnipotence, of his koyach lechadesh, of his koyach to always be invested. So, v'shlitoi al dribei ribivon koychos ve'ilam bais ein mispar u'misarvam v'yadai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us and gave us the authority over so many of the various koychos in his world, the powers, the energies. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to rule over. That means to be able to manipulate, to administer the various koichos that are in his world. Al pi kol prote tnuas masav dibur machshavoyser v'chol sidri hamagoyser. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the kayach. Ki b'masav dibur machshavoyser atoyvim hu mekayem v'noisin kayach v'kama koyches v'ilom v'solgen v'maknoishim. Now. Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains. So, what does it mean to be a Tzelem Elokim? That means we must have some kind of tchuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Elokus. Means we must have some kind of tchuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being a boirei of having kol hakoyches. Now, you have to see how rigorous Rav Chaim Volozhiner is. That the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, could not be referring to our ability to build a building. Because that's very different than Kadosh Baruch Hu's abilities, kiviyachol, right? So to be a Tzelem Elokim means that there must be something about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's unique Elokos, which human beings don't share, that we share. So Kadosh Baruch Hu's Elokos is defined as ceaseless, as something that is not limited by this world. Nothing that he creates, nothing that is in the world already. He can be mamzi dover chadash in order to maintain something, and he is always maintaining that which he has created. So that means that we, through our actions, must have this quality of the Rosh. There must be something about us which draws on or is somewhat comparable to the Ribbono Shel Olam's koyach, because Elokus means koyach ha-koyaches. We must have something that is similar to the Baruch Hu's koyach ha-briya, even though at first glance our koyaches ha-briya are vastly different. Umaysev em kedusha v'or. So that means that our abilities are also mekayim and noisim koyach, become a koyches ve'ilomis al yonim akdosha. That means we are responsible for maintaining something, because we're telling Elokim. So just like Hashem Baruch Hu chose to build the world in a way that He is continuously giving koyach, so we must have a similar koyach. And umoisvem kedusha v'or, and just like the Ribbono Shel Olam invests kedusha, sanctity, v'or, certain kinds of insights and inspirations into the different parts of the Bria, we must have a similar tkuna in that way. Ubhiba chas v'shalom. You have it over here? Al yedei masa v'dibur machshav oisam. Al yedei hu meharis. We can also destroy things. V'ilomais el yoinim akadoshim le'inerich v'shir. And we can have a very, very negative impact on the ilomais el yoinim. V'zeo anikra. That's pshat is. V'ayivar l'kim esonu b'tzalim v'tzalim l'kim. That just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Kol Yachal, So similarly, because Baruch Hu gave us the ability to be able to manipulate and control many of the koyches in his world, al pi kol prote sidri hamagoysav v'chol inyonav v'choleis v'rega mamish kefi shor shay elyon shel masav v'diburav umach shavoysav ki hu gam kein abal koyach shalem kiviyochol. So that means that by being in Tzelem Elokim, we must have the ability to use our masim, our dira machshavos, in a way that are similarly impactful as the Ribbono Shel Olam is. What's the lashon he has? Kishkemoi shehu baal akoyches hanimtzom b'cholelom is kulam. That's pshat being a baal akoyches. Umesadu menhigam kol rega kein ritzono she. Ritzonu kein hashalit. Sorry, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is kein hishlat ritzonu yizbarach es ha'adam. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us similar koyches to him. What is that? So you have yiseyach va'aseger shel kama alfei rabuyos koyches ve'lomis, that we will be in control of many of the, what we would consider to be the natural energies of the world. V'omru zechonim lebrachin, Chazal said, thank you. V'omuzel be'echem rabosi. And Chazal explained in the Medrash Rava of Eicha. Vayelchu b'loi koyach v'vikiva v'shem Oymer Bizman she Yisrael oysen mitzoyne shel mokoyim Moisifin koyach u'gevura shel ma'aloh Kimodi at Amrat Pelikim Nasa Choyel, Ubizman Chen Yisrael Eshim Sari Shal Mokoim, Kiviyochel Matishin Koyach Godol Shal Malo, Tiksev Tzur Yelodcha Tesh. So we have the ability to impact things in this world because we have the ability to, because the Ribbono Shel Olam made the Bria in such a way that we have the ability to impact parts of this world. If we do things with the lashon, bizman she Yisrael oisim mitzvah shel makom, moisifin koyach v'gevura shel mala. Says ki'ilu, we are able to increase the power and the energies available in this world. And when we are not accomplishing potential makom, so matishin koyach godol shomalo. So then we are diminishing because Rachel's presence in this world. But I yoytzim he calls that. How about we atzel melokim? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu empowered us. Right. The best mashal I can give is davening. A person through davening can accomplish much more than a person can accomplish on their own without davening. Right? Without davening, then my ability to accomplish is severely limited. It's only, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not helping me out. Even if Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, I'll leave you b'derech hateva. Right? Hester upon him. I'm not going to be misayeya, but I won't be I won't intercede. So now I'll leave you with derech hateva without interceding. So now, what can I accomplish? So I can build the house. I forget to do it. I can build some appliance, whatever. I'm able to. I can organize things in this world. But what I can accomplish through davening is much more. Right. Without davening, so I have no impact on taking care of the shvuyim in Eretz Yisrael, taking care of no impact unless I'm a doctor, no impact on being marpeh choyli, no impact on helping out people in certain difficult situations. But if when I daven, so now I have the kachas to do anything. Without davening, my koyches are limited. The derech hatev with koyches, I get nisim. So the best mashal that I have, it's mashal is probably the nakuda. What does it mean to be a tzel melokim? Is because Baruch Hu gave us some of the tchunas of elokus. What tchun elokus? The tchuna that we are able to affect the results that are lamala min ateva, we can affect results that are way, way beyond any physical contact that we can have, right? Person is trying to have a child and we're misfalo for them. A person undergoing a very difficult parsha in their life and we're misfalo for them. So the koyach that we have through tefillah is far beyond the kech we have as a unit. So where is it? That's telling Elokim. Telling Elokim means because Baruch Hu gave us a muskach. Now, that's more of a marshal. But the Rechaim Milojiner says that by doing the Ritzoyna Boire, Oysen Ritzoyna Shalmokim, by Sifin Koyach Beglura Shalmala. So then, these are terms hard for us to understand. But then we are expanding the abilities in this world to accomplish new things, to accomplish good things. In other words, he's saying that for, when a human being through doing the Ritzon HaBore, so then he is creating Yesh Me'ayim. Again, the mushal is a person's sick, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a surgeon. Most I can do is give him a ride to the hospital, and then I'm done, right? Maybe pay for some procedure or something, make some phone calls. But Lamaisa, I'm very, very, very tertiary at the very, very most, right? If I'm a spallow for the person, then I can beat all the odds. So that's, again, davening is the way that we can wrap our minds around the idea. But he's saying that the person, when a Jew is Eisiv Tzenshul Makim, so then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Marve Koyach. The Baruch Hu creates new possibilities of what can happen. And that's what makes us, gives us the Tchuna. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with that that quality. Okay, so we'll pick up here next time. This nakuda, that's the nakuda of the first shot.